evening. As I connect with you this time, I thank you for the love and the anticipation which I could feel.
You have, we're pleased that you have a good sized welcoming group this evening.
Yes, I have to say, your lights are shining brightly this time. As we come together this time, I wish to say to each one of you that I hope your holiday period has left you uplifted and rejuvenated, and that the Spirit is ready to continue its journey forward in this another of your earthly years.
Yes, I think we are all approaching the year with optimism, and yes, I know at least some of us feel uplifted. Perhaps we all do.
There are one or two within this room who do not feel quite uplifted, but hopefully that by the end of this evening that will change for them. There is much to be given to you in this your coming year. It is now time for us to move forward, that I might relate to you some information not already given. But because we have new faces this time, I will speak in a more general manner. I wish to tell you, my dear friends, that this coming year of your time will be devoted to your own personal understanding and responsibilities, that we intend to move forward, gladdens me, as it must you. But before we can move forward, we have to accept that each one of you is responsible for this to happen. On many occasions, I have told you that each one of you is responsible for all actions within your life. And those acts of whatever incidents is responsible for what is to come. With this, I am sure you all agree. Therefore, let me say this to you, my dear friends, that as the time continues, we hope that your understanding of mind projection is a little fuller, because at the moment we are taking things very slowly for you. And I understand that you are finding some difficulties with it. But we do not wish you to become despondent. It will come to you, as does all things that continue to be worked upon. But there will be exercises for each one of you throughout this coming year that will broaden your outlook on many subjects. But as I say, you must endeavor to play your part. So, I hope those words have brought you hope and inspiration for the weeks to come.
Yes, it's wonderful to have your words, and the words from Boniol, our visitor who comes by mind projection, and to have those dialogues plus our attempts at trying to mind project, with all three working together. Yes, I think I could say that there's much hope there.
Yes, but there will be expansion in other fields. I do not wish you to become static in what you are trying to achieve. You must widen those horizons in order that the spirit comes forth and grows. But again, that is the responsibility of each one of you.
Yes.
We can help, we can uplift, we can encourage, but we cannot live life for you.
No, we're very fortunate in having the encouragement.
Now, I feel that I have spoken enough about what is to come. Therefore, the rest of my time with you this evening, we will use for any questions that you may have.
Have you any questions, Heather?
First of all, I would like to say, Sally, thank you so much for the upliftment I know you have given me over the past month while I've called for your help. You've been there, I know you have. But I would like to ask you, I've read back in the transcripts and you mentioned that healing takes place when the spirit is touched.
Yes.
And I felt on two occasions my spirit has been touched while I've been given healing. Would that be correct?
Yes, I understand your question. Of course, as you allow the spirit to come forward, and if you are giving healing to another, then you are in a prepared state for your own spirit to be helped. Yes, you are quite correct. But what I would say to you, my dear friend, is that first you must come to know yourself much better.
Thank you.
If I might offer some words of comfort, it would be that within you there is a deep fear which allows you to have problems within the physical being.
Yes.
You must go within more and find your true self. You will then find that once you understand yourself fully, that the healing that you are trying to give will be much more successful.
Thank you for that advice. Thank you.
But your problems are based on fear. As all of my dear friends here already know, all actions are taken either from the basis of love or fear, which then will have a cause within the physical body. It is up to each one of you to truly know yourself, and as I have said on many occasions, to be honest with yourself. I hope that is helpful to you.
Thank you very much, Sandra. Thank you. You have any questions, Richard?
No.
I welcome this young man back into the love within this group.
Thank you.
You are ready to be used, my dear friend. But there is something which holds you back. And as I have said to our dear lady friend, if you truly wish to develop the gifts that you have, then you must go within. You must allow that spirit to come forward. Again, as with our young lady friend, you are fearful. I would say to the gentleman, he has the ability to achieve much. But again, it comes to his own free will. And that, as I have said, cannot be interfered with. There are many who stand behind you, waiting. It is up to him.
Yes. Yes, he's obviously got some great gifts there.
As to all of you, I do not wish it to sound as if he is exceptional.
No.
Because each one of you within this room has, as does all human persons, have gifts of the Spirit which are to be used. It is whether the desire and the need is there. But that does depend on his own free will. I would ask my dear lady friend that you go forward and place your hand upon the lady next to this young gentleman.
Yes.
And we would wish to give her some healing help this evening.
Yes, I will.
Are there more questions?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that while you answer questions.
Yes.
Simon, thank you for the healing this evening. That was good to receive. Is it safe for Richard and I, the young man sat next to me, to work together in the comfort of our own home?
Provided you have that protective cloak around you, which I believe you have discussed.
Yes,
you are both very much connected to each other, as has been told to you in past times.
Yes.
Provided you sit in the name of love and you have protection, there is no harm in that. But if there is fear, I suggest that you go very slowly, because there is a deep fear within this young gentleman, a fear he may not even recognize.
We've recognized together that it's more Richard's fear than my own when we're on our own.
You are there for support.
Yes,
that is perfectly acceptable, as long as you know that when you have opened up, if fear exists, there is the possibility of those who are not so gentle in coming.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I say? Yes.
We've been careful on the two occasions to make sure that I feel that we've closed and Richard feels happy in his own body, if you know what I mean, comfortable again.
And if you wish, you may call upon me for protection.
Thank you very much. Second question I have, Salimut, which I think you've already addressed because you've asked the lady next to you to help me.
Yes.
Pain that I'm experiencing at the moment, is that because of the pathway I'm treading is not the right one?
You at the moment have a fear of going forward, and the fear is connected to your earthly husband at this time.
Right. Yes.
Once you allay those fears, you should find self-healing in evidence. But whilst this fear is there, it will not take place. As I have said, all conditions within the body are basically from love or fear.
And mine at the moment, I'm experiencing fear. I know I am.
Yes.
But
try to allay those fears within yourself. Surround yourself with positive thinking. Ask for help from those who come close to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, there are many who come close to both of you, who belong to the same aspect of soul for both of you.
Is that because Richard and I are of the same aspect? Is that possible?
You both come from the same soul energy, yes.
Right.
That is why the connection is there.
Okay. We'll try and look at Richard your best. Thank you very much.
Would Richard's grandfather be able to help him from the spirit? Would he be there to help him?
If he so desires, of course.
Yes,
let me say that any healing thought is never placed to one side. Again, we go over old ground. I have to say that if healing thoughts are sent out, then they will be addressed, but not always in the way that you desire, but in the way that is needed for the individual. But whilst there is fear, it almost creates some blockage for that love and healing to take place. You understand?
Yes. Thank you.
That is where your own personal responsibilities come into play. I am sure our dear gentleman friend across the room from me will tell you that once he looked within, there was a betterment of his condition, besides the other steps that were taken. Yes. So within the comfort of this room, you can see one who has experience of positive thinking.
Yes, definitely.
Well done.
Do you have any questions, George?
Well, there's a fairly topical one. Recently, there was what is known as the Hajj pilgrimage, and this is a pilgrimage on which many come from around the world. It's held in Saudi Arabia, I think, and they file past a representation of the devil, and they throw stones at it. And on this last occasion, there were so many people, and there was a stampede, and 360 died. It's a very curious festival, a very curious pilgrimage, I think, and it's a very curious thing to happen for so many people to die as a result of it. It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Perhaps it's an exercise for us to not judge. I was just wondering if you have any thoughts on that occurrence.
You are beginning to read me, my dear friend. Of course, you must not judge. There are many what would be termed strange ways within your world. Many religions, many pathways, many ways of thinking. Whether it seems to you foolish or otherwise is really not for anyone to judge. But again, it comes back to what I have been speaking about, and that is the personal responsibility of every individual that is involved in either the death of a fellow human being or in any kind of destructive behavior. That is something for them to judge themselves for. It may not always happen in your world, as you well know, but when each spirit returns home, they have to face their own judgment. Mankind has many strange practices, I'm sure you would say. But I would like you, my dear friend, to take the wider view of your world take the good within your world and to elaborate your thinking upon those many things.
Yes.
And in concentrating on the good of your world, you will help it to expand and to dispel any negativity that is still within the planet. But as we know, that is not going to happen just yet.
And I was going to say, likewise, there's a political trial going on in the law courts at the moment, and I picked up a reported statement that the man said that Allah curses a sector of the community, and I would think that's something to be impossible.
Yes, I would suggest to you all, my dear friends, that your thoughts of love are needed for these people.
Yes.
That the thoughts of love may change those thoughts of evil, as you call it. I would prefer to say that these are misguided people who need more thoughts of love on so many occasions. If your world is to become a better and safer place to live.
Yes, I feel you just made a very, very important statement. These people all need our thoughts of love.
Yes. Again, I would suggest that you dwell upon not the negative, but the positive aspects, because there is so much good happening in your world at this time also. And you tend, as human beings, to focus too much upon the negativity. I want you, my dear friends, as this year progresses, to feel that you are beacons of light. Beacons of light which will touch every individual that crosses your pathways. You are already, my dear friends, sending out the words that have come to you. So many thousands of people will know that the truth and love will always prevail.
Yes, absolutely. Did you have a question, Paul, that follows from that?
I don't, not so much that follows. I was just thinking of the, that's a beautifully simple way of putting it, and focusing on the positive, because the negative, you can get bogged down in it anyway, and sometimes there's probably not too much to understand from it. So, yeah, it just that really struck a chord.
If I may simplify it even further for you, which would you prefer to view? The cloud and the rain, or the sunshine and the flowers?
Funny enough, I do like rain, actually. The other day, I rather like it, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
I do not say the rain is not beautiful.
Yeah.
All things are beautiful but it is your conception, your thinking in general, which is important.
Yes. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yes.
One of our expressions.
Yes. Therefore, focus on what is beautiful. And that includes all of your fellow man.
Sometimes I think when you focus on someone's positive points, the negative just disappears, doesn't it? And you don't need to delve into the negativity to sort it out.
Can you remember some long time past when I told you that when you disapproved of what someone did, then to look within yourself.
Yes.
Because within yourself lies all negative and positive viewpoints.
Yes. Unfortunately, the barristers in the law courts don't do that.
I accept your statement completely.
And the politicians.
All the psychiatrists.
Yes. But they are being helped.
Yeah.
No matter, they are being impressed. But for those of you who know just a little more, then of course the responsibility is much greater.
Yes, I must say, I've met a number of barristers, and there are some very fine people there. I must say that as well.
Yes. Well, I think for our first evening back together, I will take my leave of you. As always, I leave you with my love. I thank you for your coming together and all that you give to each other.
We thank you for your return to us.
Yes, for what you give to us. Hope you too feel that you've rejuvenated.
You've really uplifted us all, I think, again.
Wanted to have you back.